Today's movie review is The Invisible Man, the 2020 film that I just got around to watching for the first time. This is classified as a drama, horror, slash mystery film. And yeah, it was all of those things. It was very effective at having a lot of suspense and drama and being scary all at the same time. The movie stars Elizabeth Moss, who's in a abusive relationship with a wealthy man, and she sort of lives in this fortress of a house, just this huge house, and she concocts this crazy plan to escape from her abusive husband. She ends up drugging him, sneaking out, tiptoeing around, disabling alarms. She gets her away bag. She has all this stuff pre-planned. And even with all that, she's trying to get out of the house as quietly as she can. And she accidentally sets off the car alarm. And then she makes a run for it to this huge, looks like a 12-foot tall fence. I don't know, might have been 10 feet. And she's trying to jump it. And she does end up jumping it. She gets over. And she has a ride coming for her. And it was really quite scary. You're kind of feeling for her. You're like, wow, is she going to get away? Is this guy going to wake up and come after her? And then as she gets in the car and is getting ready to drive, or her friend's getting ready to drive away, he does actually come out and break the window and start coming after her. And they drive off. So it was really a really interesting and scary, suspenseful beginning to the film. We know Elizabeth Moss mostly from Mad Men. That's where I know her from. She was really, really good in Mad Men, and she ascended the ranks from being a secretary all the way up to being one of the Mad Men herself, to joining the ranks of the guys, so to speak, and being better than them in many respects in Mad Men. And I think from there I realized how good an actor she really is. And in this film, The Invisible Man is no exception. She's, every time she's scared, I'm scared. When she's happy, I'm happy. It's like whatever emotions she's feeling, I definitely feel it. And she conveys those emotions effectively and believably. The film also stars Atlas Hodge, who we know from City on a Hill, who plays a lawyer on that show. And he seemed much more distinguished and older on City on a Hill, but in this film he seemed younger, like more her age, closer to her age, I don't know, younger than her even. And he provided a safe house for her in the film. So even though she's gotten away, she's in the safe house, she's worried sick he's going to find her some way, some kind of way. And then it's not long into it that we find out, or that she finds out, that her husband's committed suicide. So he's theoretically no longer with us anymore. So from that, she's like, okay, maybe I can rest easy. It's not long after that we find out, well, maybe he's not really dead, because she starts sensing him in different places. Things move. She has almost like a sixth sense that he's not really dead. And they really played up the music in the film to make things suspenseful and scary. When imagine if someone is stalking you and they're invisible and they can watch everything you do, but they're just in the corner. There were scenes where he was invisible, but he sat on the chair and it depressed. So imagine how scary that would be. And then there's a scene where she knows he's in the house, and she gets a ladder and she runs up to the attic, and because she heard a phone, there's like a phone in the attic, so maybe that's where the invisible man was staying, her husband. When she's in the attic, this is one of the scenes where you have to suspend your disbelief. She has two cell phones, her phone and the phone that was up there. She has a flashlight. Then she hears him coming up the ladder, doesn't see anything, but she dumps a thing of paint on his head. So then you can totally see him once the paint's hit him, it makes him visible. She goes down the stairs and starts running. I'm like, why don't you stay? Why don't you call someone? Call the police, 911, you know? Anyway, there was a lot of scenes like that where you have to suspend your disbelief and just let the movie flow. Don't really take in all the technical details too much and let it bother you, because if you do, then you're not going to, you wouldn't enjoy the film if you're that concise and like to look at all the little, those little pieces in an ADD sort of manner. If you're just looking at everything, it can fall apart here and there. It wasn't until near the end of the film, we'll kind of enter the spoiler territory, that there's a little bit of hope that she might be able to get away. She's in this kook house, or I don't know what you would call it. She's in a psych ward because nobody believed her when she was saying, he's here, he's not dead. And I'm telling you, I see him and he's alive. And there was a scene where she was having dinner with her sister and was going to tell the sister where, how she knows he's alive and all this details. And the invisible man ends up killing the sister with a knife and putting that knife in Elizabeth Moss's hands, making it look like she just slit her throat. And that was weird. So she ends up getting in legal trouble because of that. And now she has to prove that she didn't really kill her sister. And so that was part of the plot. It was just really effectively done. You could see how something like that could happen if somebody had an invisible man suit that could wear a suit. Not too long after that, she had went back after she escaped from jail, or I forget if she escaped or how. She got out of the psych ward. She went back to the house near the end of the film because she had, at some point, she had found one of the suits that wasn't in use at the invisible man's house, her husband's house. And she took the suit and she put it in her secret hiding spot that was in the master bedroom closet. And she had a little cubby hole that she hid things away. So she had hidden that. And at the end of the film, it was revealed that, yeah, the husband was not in fact dead. And that there was a scene where the police finally, or somebody, they finally caught up and they killed someone that was wearing that invisible man suit. And apparently it was the brother of the invisible man. She finally called her husband on the phone. He picks up, he begs her to come home, that he was tied up in the house. The police found him tied up in the house. And so he had concocted this whole story. Like, it was the brother all along that was going after you, not me. And you need to please let me back into your life. And so she was at dinner with him and with Atlas Hodge's character, who played a cop in the film, and they were recording the conversation, and she was trying to get him to confess that you were, in fact, it wasn't you killed my sister, it wasn't the brother, you made all this up. And he would not confess. And there's that doubt, but reality is we knew as the audience and she knew that he was lying and he was still obsessed with her. And so what does she do? She excuses herself to go to the bathroom and instead goes and gets that suit that she had hidden away, puts it on, comes back out, does the same thing that he did to her sister and makes it look like a suicide. Then she goes back, takes the suit off and acts like as if, he committed suicide. Oh, get in here. You know, like one of those scenes. And so that is the big spoiler of the film, the big reveal. And as she's walking out, Atlas Hodge's character, he looks what's in her bag that she's carrying. He could see that she has the suit. He knows. And there was some dialogue there. I forget exactly what she said. Like, far as you can tell, he committed suicide. It's on camera. Go look at it. So he knew that she killed him, probably. And then I was just thinking, in real life, if you knew someone like that had gone through with something like had gone through with a murder like that, as much as you loved her or liked her, you would probably keep your distance. You know, it's one of those, two wrongs don't necessarily make a right. Kind of the credits rolled right after that, but it was very suspenseful. There were times in the movie where I had butterflies just watching it. You know, I was watching it alone, and there was times when I was scared, and I was, you know, my heart rate started going up. And so just for that alone, that feeling alone, that when a movie transports you and takes you out of your reality and places you into another area, that is art. That's what great music can do. That's what artwork can do. And that's what a film that touches you can do. And I'm not saying everyone will love the movie, but I really enjoyed it and I do plan on watching it again. And for the type of movie that it was, I really liked it and I will give it 5 stars. I thought it was great.